1077 The Island is your station for real music variety. We are on the air. We are also online at 1077theisland.com. Thanks for being here. It must be Friday because Brent Grummert with Grand Island Hy-Vee is here. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, everybody.
You're getting the crowd all excited.
Gee, I wonder why.
I brought my fan club with me.
People don't have that response when I walk in a room.
I'm sure they do.
Is it the treats? No, they have that response when I leave.
Yeah. I'm sure.
Oh, you're leaving? Yay!
I'm sure for me, Steve, it's the treats.
100%. Sorry, Brent.
No, let's be honest.
It's good to see you, Brent. The week go by fast.
Yeah, it does.
Man, it's just, I feel like each week goes faster and faster. Right. I saw something about Grand Island Hy-Vee that struck me because I'm a gluten-free guy. You have gluten-free holiday family meals?
Yeah, so last year we had a $30 meal that included a few variety of things, and of course these are at Hy-Vee.com, but this year we put together two more. So we have, of course, the $30 meal, which includes a few various canned goods, pantry good items. These are all holiday-related meals. Of course, the turkey, the dinner rolls, and the pie. The $99 one is a little bit bigger. It serves 10, and it has a wide variety of things as well. But then, as you mentioned, the gluten-free. So it is all gluten-free, geared towards the Thanksgiving holiday to feed up to four people, and these are, of course, in a bag ready to go. You got to come to the store, grab the bag, and then you go to the perishable departments and grab your perishable items, and away you go.
Sounds fantastic. Yeah. A $30 meal that will feed how many?
That feeds up to four.
Wow. Yes. That's a great deal.
That is a great deal.
No one in this country should go hungry.
No, absolutely not.
We learned this from Project Hunger that we do every year at Grand Island Hy-Vee. I was there on Wednesday. Man, the generosity is unreal.
Yeah, and I hear that's going to be, what, up towards of 1,650 meals or something like that this
year.
Yeah,
so, crazy.
Yes.
Anyway, I want to thank everybody who came out to Hy-Vee on Wednesday, but another reason to come is the savings, and veterans. Is it a party on Monday?
Yeah, so obviously Monday the 11th, this coming Monday, is Veterans Day, and as usual at your Grand Island Hy-Vee, we'll have a free breakfast for your veterans, active service members, and of course spouses. From 6 a.m. to 11, we'll have a full variety of breakfast favorites at your Grand Island Hy-Vee, and then of course all day long we'll have 15% off all your grocery purchases, again for all active service members and veterans as well.
Nice.
How many veterans do you get? Previously,
well, last year we served a little over 500.
Wow!
And each year it grows, so you know that's a good thing. You know, again, a small token of our appreciation for the great things that these individuals have done to keep this great country safe and allow us to have the freedom we do.
I've seen this in action, and there are a lot of people. You set up to 500, but you handle Hy-Vee handles it well.
Yeah, and of course it's an entire store effort. I mean, it's not just the food service department. We've got meat department people back there, wine and spirits people back there, produce people, myself. Of course, we're pouring coffee, shaking hands, thanking everybody, and of course clearing tables. And then we've got a lot of different organizations that come in and help us with this event too around the Grand Island Hy-Vee, Grand Island area. So we got to thank them as well.
Everybody shaking babies and holding hands.
Yes, yeah, something like that, Steve.
What a wonderful appreciation of that. Geez, that's great.
Yeah.
I never heard of such a thing. Could I ask from a business standpoint, how does a corporation handle 500 meals free? They're free. Like, where does that cost come from?
Yeah, it's all paid by each store, Steve. So, I mean, a company-wide, we're probably serving of upwards, I'm just guessing here, ballpark, I bet it's at least 50,000 veterans in our 8-state area, if not more. So, and obviously it's all free. It's all picked up by Hy-Vee. There's no outside company coming in sponsoring this. So, but again, it's a small token of our appreciation, at least we can do for these.
In the big scheme of things. Yeah. That's a small token. Yes. Thank you for your service. Have some eggs.
You bet.
You know, it's just unreal, but this,
just like that. Yeah.
Jeez. It might not be that cut and dry.
I try to make it a little more glamorous than that.
We make it more sexy. Yeah.
Thanks for fighting for our country and of coming home alive. Here, there's a sausage link for you.
Oh, Steve, I don't think you're invited.
Yeah.
Look, I'm wearing my Veterans Day shirt.
No, I thought it was Where's Waldo.
Where, I don't know that reference at all, but Grand Island Hy-Vee store director Brent Grummert is here you get sales every weekend. Are you taking a weekend off, or are you still doing the sales?
No. So today and tomorrow, I'm glad you brought this up. We've got kind of a timely event going on, baking sale. So allow you to get your pantries loaded up for those bakery goods that you like to bake every year, whether it's be Thanksgiving or Christmas. And of course, it goes on today and tomorrow. Some of the items that I would highlight would be Hy-Vee flour at 99 cents. That is really cheap.
That is good.
Hy-Vee butter, $2.99. Of course, you can't miss the Hy-Vee canned pumpkin for 99 cents. Got Hy-Vee cream cheese for 99 cents. And to round out what I brought for a list, but there's several more, Hy-Vee powdered and brown sugar at $1.48.
I use canned pumpkin in a turkey chili crock pot recipe.
Really? That sounds interesting.
That's what I said.
You Brent, I don't like the mocking tone that Laura has, but I'll talk to Brent. In a crock pot, you brown ground turkey.
Okay.
And add a tiny bit of brown sugar, add a can of pumpkin and some butter beans and some other seasonings and onion. And after 8 hours, it's fantastic.
Huh. I've never heard of such a thing.
What kind of liquid do you add to that?
A little chicken broth from Hy-Vee.
From
Hy-Vee? Yeah. I like the no salt added.
Yes. On that. Sodium free is good.
Other than that, if I have the one with the salt, there's too much jiggling that happens and bloating. Probably not information we need here.
No, cut that out.
At this particular moment.
Do you have a cookbook that's published, Steve? Or?
I don't. Yeah. I don't, but. Well, I do. Before Midday Renee, I did have one, and that I think that recipe is in there.
Well, I like pumpkins, so that sounds interesting. Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. It's really good. I don't think you necessarily sense it or taste it. It just adds a creaminess.
And
pumpkin is good for you, I think, in some regard. It's high in something.
Yeah, you can say anything's good for you.
it's high in something that's positive, and that's all that matters.
Oh, gosh.
Waking up with Fransman, one-man party in the morning on the island.
Let me ask you, Brent, it seems like every year you buy a ham at Grand Island Hy-Vee and you get a free turkey. How do you do that?
Yeah, so it really is just as simple as what you just said. You come in and buy a boneless Cure 81 ham and you get a honeysuckle turkey for free up to 14 pounds. If you choose to buy something over 14, you got to take care of the difference, but we're talking pennies. So that's a heck of a deal. And then, of course, if you just want to buy a turkey, we've got Hy-Vee turkeys for 88 cents a pound. So come see us for all your Thanksgiving needs. And, of course, this weekend we got the baking sale, too. So load up for your holidays.
Will the 88 cents a pound turkey last up to Thanksgiving?
Absolutely.
Or does it fluctuate?
Nope, be 88 cents.
And I got to say, I investigated that because I thought, okay, is this ham really a good price to get a free turkey with? Yeah. And oh my stars, it is. Yep. I checked out our other supermarkets and it's the best price in town.
Thank you, Laura. So, absolutely. Yes. Yeah.
There was the oh my stars if you missed it.
Oh, golly.
Tune in tomorrow for the oh my stars comment from Laura Hurley on the huge broadcast. Now, 88 cents a pound. For turkey, all season, I noticed other stores, the prices do fluctuate.
Yeah.
At the beginning of the season, it'll be 99 cents, maybe go down a little bit lower than 88, and then, boom, it's $1.25, $1.50. So that's fantastic.
Yeah, it'll stay consistent.
That's what I'm doing.
There you go.
You got GI, you will, GI Trivia is at Hy-Vee once a month.
Uh-huh.
That's not for a couple of weeks, but I was walking by the Market Grill Express yesterday, and there is a sign on the door with a whole bunch of events. I didn't retain it, but what's going on in there?
Well, so usually at least one Tuesday night a week outside of the GI Trivia, we'll do some sort of event, whether it's IE come in and we'll teach you how to build a charcuterie board. And this also is along with wine tasting, so that's good. You can come in and spend the time with Shannon Allman, what I would call, and I'm biased, but a world-renowned floral designer that we have at our store.
100%.
And so he can teach you how to, we'll do things like how to make wreaths, how to make certain centerpieces, and of course we'll pair that with wine as well. So all those events, as you alluded to, Steve, are listed on Grand Island Hy-Vee on the Facebook page.
Everything's better with wine.
That's right.
if I was a superhero, my kryptonite would be wine and cheese.
Would it?
I just put a plate of cheese in front of me. I'm a different person. That's Again, too much information.
Do you start to growl like my crackheads being very food protected?
A little bit.
Cheese protected.
Cheese plate. Brent, are you wearing glasses?
Yeah.
I've never seen you wear glasses before.
Yeah, well, as my wife tells me, I am getting older and occasionally I have to wear these glasses.
That's where you lie. I'm not actually getting old.
No, it's because it's so dark in here. In order for him to read his notes, he must have a little assistance.
I have to differ with you there. The lighting in here
you
is perfect.
You differ all you want, but you're wrong.
Perfect. Brent, thanks for coming in. What did you bring? Gifts?
Yeah, I brought some cookies. You know, you can't start a Friday off without cookies. So I brought some white chocolate macadamia nut, and our favorite, my favorite personally, is the monster cookie. It's got Skippy peanut butter and M&M's in it. So they're addictive.
Is the bakery just like this happy? If I worked in the bakery in Hy-Vee at making, they make these cookies every day?
Yeah, every
day. And cakes and stuff. I just have this big, huge smile on my face.
Bake is fun.
Right. We're making fun food, man. No stress is here.
Oh.
Eat a cookie. Shut your face.
There's the motto.
There would be a sign. There would be a sign on the door. If you're in a bad mood, you can't come here. Then the food will put you in a good
mood. Absolutely.
There you go. Marketing wizard.
Brent, thanks for coming in. Have a great weekend.
Thanks for having me. You too.
Did we get it all?
Absolutely. Thank you very much, guys.
Got everything you wanted to talk about?
Absolutely.
Hey, I had
one last question, Laura, you had?
Yes, I do. Hey, do you guys smoke whole turkeys?
Yes.
For people?
Yes, absolutely we will, Laura. And it's an upcharge depending on the size of the turkey and, what you really want on it, because obviously there's different rubs and things that we'll do. But yes, we will do it. If you ask, we'll take care of you.
That's a good question.
Stars, you guys are the best.
Can you deep fry a turkey? I want to do that.
I wish I could, Steve. Unfortunately, I don't have the fryers are not big enough for us to do that.
Yeah. I'm going to try that in the yard far away from the house.
Yeah, it's good.
Because I watch YouTube.
Yes.
But
yes.
Man, did you ever have a deep fried turkey? It's outrageously great.
It's really good.
It is
it's
good.
It's so juicy.
Yeah. Trying to prepare it scares the bejesus out of me.
Well, I learned how to do it on YouTube. You get the deep fryer and you put it, again, away from the house. And you fill it up to the line with water and then put the turkey in and see how much water spills out.
Oh, gotcha.
Now you know where the level of the oil should be.
Ah.
Empty out the fryer, dry it, and then fill it with oil up just to that point. So when you put the turkey in the hot oil, it doesn't spill all over the side and cause a fire.
And you put it in there and then you run.
Light fuse and get away.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, happy early Thanksgiving. Is it too early to say that?
No, absolutely not. It's November.
Hey, one more question about the smoking the turkey, because I'm seriously on this train. How much time do you guys need before I get, I mean,
yeah,
when do I have to tell them?
Yeah, I would say any time now, Laura. I mean, if you give us a heads up, yeah,
okay.
That would be great. Absolutely.
Okay. 100%. Yay.
You ever see these kooks running around Hy-Vee on Thanksgiving morning, like,
oh yeah, that'd be my poor husband. I sent him out.
You
there
knew.
I forgot bacon.
You knew it was coming.
Well, just to make a point, guys, we won't be open Thanksgiving Day, so that's we'll be able to run. But you can run around the day before if you want.
Travis told me that.
Yeah.
But we had this long conversation. Like you had a whole year. You knew Thanksgiving was coming.
Absolutely.
Why do you wait until the morning of to try to find stuffing?
Because some of us ding dongs forget something.
Yeah, it happens.
No. Make believe Thanksgiving is now. Go shopping now.
That's a good idea. That's a great idea.
Brent, do you smoke cigarettes?
No.
Oh, stop it.
Do you smoke cigars?
No.
Do you smoke turkeys?
Yes.
Good.
As we covered. All right.
Good
answers. Hey, have a great weekend.
Thank you, too.
Yeah, baby. Yeah.
Mornings on 107.7 The Island with Fransman One Man Party in the Morning, 5:30 to 10 on The Island.